Hello and welcome to Simply Save, Money Control's very own personal finance podcast with me, Kaizan Adajania. On this podcast, we talk about all things money, your investments, your savings, your earnings and your spendings. A few days ago, SEBI said that multi-cap mutual fund schemes will have to invest at least 25% each in large-cap, mid-cap and small-cap stocks. SEBI said that it had noticed many multi-cap funds that had invested a lot in large-cap stocks and very little or no investments in mid and small-cap stocks. And SEBI said that funds need to be true to label. In today's podcast, Swarup Mohanty, CEO of Mirae India Mutual Fund, joins me and we talk about what investors in these multi-cap mutual funds must do. We also talk about what actually led to SEBI to come with this ruling. Just a small note to our listeners, we are recording this episode on Monday evening on September 21st. Tomorrow, on the 22nd of September, Tuesday, SEBI chairman is set to address mutual funds and we expect that he might give us some direction as to where the matter of multi-cap mutual funds is headed. Hi Swarup, welcome to our podcast.
Hey, thanks Kaiser, thanks for having me.
Let's start off with the very basic. Explain to us what exactly is a multi-cap fund. When fund houses launch a multi-cap fund, what is the idea behind this kind of a fund and how is it sold to investors, if there is a difference between the two? So, basics, what is a multi-cap fund?
See, at the outset, Kaizad, let me lay down some names. The name is multi-cap. The name is not diversified, neither is the name flexi-cap. So, when you look at a multi-cap in today's fund industry, and I'm speaking post-categorization, when you have the different categorizations laid out, that is, there is a large cap, there is a mid-cap, there is a large and mid, and there is a small. And over and above, when you make something called a multi-cap, it is very natural. And if one has to be true to label, then it has to have representation across all the capitalization is what a multi-cap should be by definition. Right? If it were a diversified or if it were flexi-cap fund, things can be very different. But when you've called it multi-cap by name, then per se, it should have representation across different capitalization of the market is what I understood. And that is why, you know, if you go back just 1 year ago, when we were faced as a fund house, the same debate, we said it, if one has to be true to label, then and with an 80% large cap or 70, 75, 80% large cap holding in our multi-cap fund, then we preferred to put it in the large cap category and exit the multi-cap category. According to us, the multi-cap with that larger fund was not possible. Hence, we preferred to keep it as a large cap fund and not a multi-cap fund. It used to be the Mirae Asset India Opportunities Fund. And our view was very clear that if you look at the underlying funds in the so-called multi-cap category of the industry, 75% of the portfolios were invested in large cap funds and the large cap was 80% by mandate. So it is better to be in the large cap category and we believe both of these categories were very similar. Hence, we kept only one fund in both the categories. So that was our view and it was a very clear view, though I got a lot of brickbat on that one. Because people clearly at the end, when you asked about how it was sold in the fact, and there's no denying the fact that the fund manager has the flexibility to go across. But if you go back and check this category for whatever years you can go back and check, it has always been very, very large cap heavy.
But that was so that was the fund manager's choice even before also you rightly said that it was largely a large cap dominated fund. But a multi-cap fund, historically, if you see, it has always been spoken about as a diversified fund, but the fund manager will decide where to invest and where not to invest. It just so happened that the fund managers have chosen to remain in large cap funds.
Correct. Okay. So then our view was that underlying portfolio cannot be called a multi-cap fund. That was our view.
Okay. Did that thinking somewhere change after the categorization when SEBI came up with all these 36 categories and they laid out what these categories are? Because when they say a multi-cap fund, at that time SEBI did not specify that multi-cap fund has to have a healthy representation of both a large, mid as well as a small cap segment. It took them 2 years after the categorization now to wake up and say that, no, this is how a multi-cap fund is supposed to look like.
I agree with you. That thinking became very clear post-categorization. Like I said, now that we have demarcated categorization, catering to different capitalizations in the market, our thinking then was very clear that this, with this portfolio, it cannot be called a multi-cap. Hence, we went to the large cap category.
Okay. And so you're saying that the multi-cap fund must have a healthy representation of not just large cap, but it has to have mid cap, it has to have small cap also. And you also said, Sarup, yes, that it's not a diversified kind of a fund. Flexi cap, I'll come to that a little later. But you're saying that it's not even supposed to be a diversified fund. But normally, you know, Swarup, just to play the devil's advocate, an investor sees a bouquet of funds. Now, of course, you have your large cap fund, you have your mid cap fund, you have the small cap fund, and you also have a large and mid category also, which SEBI introduced 2 years ago. Okay. But suppose somebody wants to just invest in a diversified equity fund and leave it at the fund manager's discretion that you pick the best stocks. Okay. Normally, these kind of funds get classified or have been classified as a multi-cap fund. In that case, do you think SEBI's ruling about multi-cap fund has to have large cap, so much of mid cap, so much of small cap? Is it justified?
I'm not a person who gets into a ruling much, because there are two type of people, the lawmaker and the law follower. I am a law follower. Once the law comes, I just follow it. That is how we are, I am, and how we are as an organization. So I'm nobody to comment on that. But fact remains that if the name is supposed to be multi-cap,
okay,
then representation of every capitalization has to be there. There is no doubt or debate in my mind, at least. Okay. Like you rightly said, if the name were diversified, then the fund manager can do whatever he or she wants. There is no denying that. Those were the old days of mutual fund sales when we used to call it a diversified equity fund. But post-categorization, things have changed, and this is probably stage two of that changing pattern that we are seeing from the regulator unfolding.
Okay. Point taken. Swarup, my next question is that, you know, after this, you know, SEBI has said what multi-cap funds need to do. Okay, there are many advisors who have been, you know, coming out and giving very microscopic advices, such as you know, you have to take a look at your individual large cap, you have to take a look at an individual mid cap or an individual small cap, and then see whether you want to stay invested in this particular multi cap or not. But is an investor really equipped to sort of go so much into micro? Should we actually go and check our individual large, mid, and small cap holdings and then compare that to what our multi cap fund has been holding and then decide? Or is there a simpler way for an investor to sort of get through this mess?
Kaizad, honestly, I've become a little cynical on all these outflows that come on social media, especially post March and April this year, because there was a lot of discussion everywhere. But when the markets corrected, nobody bought. Okay, so let's keep all those discussions a little aside. But the question I come back to you is, you know, should the investor be thinking so much? The investor is actually hiring a fund manager to do that thinking. Let that thinking or that worry be left to the fund manager. These are great times to make benefit of the, you know, the payment or the TER that you make to the fund manager. It's the fund manager's job to now come back and give you an answer on this appropriately. Wait for that answer. And after that, if you are happy or not happy, I'm okay with that decision. But let the fund management talent, which has been there in the industry, and this is the 25th year of AMFI as we speak, and look at the 25 years track record in front of yourself and be the conclusion on that. So my humble request to everybody is, you know, if there is something which has been put up from the regulator, there is a fund management team which will adhere to that or make some changes. Let them make some changes, and then you make your qualified or, you know, informed sort of decision. It is never advisable to jump off a rocking board. Let the board settle down, and then you take a call. That will be a far better call and an informed call, rather than getting into what I always call is conjecturing. Like if you see what happened between the circular and that weekend, practically all strategies were laid out and fund managers had nothing more to do just to read that strategy and execute. But that is not what happened, right? What will happen is something which each fund house will sit down, look at their own talent within themselves and come back with a solution. You know, it's a fiduciary role at the end of the day. And the industry, I am very confident, will display that fiduciary role. I have no doubts in my mind on that.
Okay. A new category also is being talked about, a flexi cap category. Saurabh, should an industry, should your mutual fund industry be going in fact in that direction and hoping for a new category to be launched, like a flexi cap fund, which allows some multi-cap fund managers to still retain the choice of where to invest, where not to invest? Or will it unnecessarily add a layer of complication to investors? Again, another category, you know?
Irrespective of this debate, no, I do believe the industry has a space for a flexi-cap fund, irrespective of this debate.
Okay.
You know, the fund manager can come out and then express himself or herself to give you a very different style. And different flexi-caps can have different styles, which are very fund management unit specific. So I do believe that irrespective of this debate, we should have a flexi-cap where each fund house can come out and, you know, suppose a fund house which is a small cap expert can come out and give you a very small cap heavy flexi-cap, right? So which would be a very different sort of flavor in the market. And so each to his own, you know, but I do believe that there is a definite need for a flexi-cap, which then gives the flexibility which then investor can get a real flavor of a fund management unit.
Something like your large and mid-cap fund.
See, large and mid-cap is also more or less defined.
No, but over there also, when I remember when your mid-cap fund, Emerging Blue Chip, I suppose, became large and mid-cap, yours was one of the very few funds that was mid-cap heavy. Even though...
Yeah, we were the only ones which moved from mid-cap to large and mid, I agree.
Otherwise, all the other large and mid-cap were very large cap heavy.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So today we run it as a 50-50 sort of portfolio. Support has become 70% large cap. It again becomes, it does not become a large and mid anymore.
Yeah.
So that's the question I come back to you. Suppose there's the category is large and mid and I run a 75% large and 25% mid. Is it actually a large and mid is something which there is space to think about. Yeah. We run it as 50-50 as of now.
Okay. Swarup, you did not launch you've not launched a multi-cap. Remember, there was those few fund houses who don't have a multi-cap fund in your folio, in your bouquet. You launched, in fact, a focus fund.
Yep.
Last year. So, what yes. was your thought process of not launching a multi-cap fund? I mean, aside from the benefit of hindsight, which...
No, it was not the benefit of hindsight. It was, yep. if you read us in the market, read our views in the market, it was very clear that we looked at the multi-cap category and the large-cap category as being one. And we said, if you have, as being one, we didn't see any difference between the two categories.
Practically, you mean to say the funds that are
yes.
that were managed yes. in both these categories?
That was there in the market. So we said that these two, because one is by practice 75% large-cap,
yeah.
and the other one is by mandate 80% large-cap.
Okay.
And this 5% delta was not, you know, moving the needle anyway. Any other way. So we were very categorical, and you can catch us on print on this one, that we preferred to keep one fund in both these categories. It was not hindsight at all. It was a very clear view from our side last year, at the beginning of last year, almost I think March or April, whatever.
You could have still gone ahead and launched a multi-cap fund, which is actually diversified as per what SEBI's current mandate, if that is what you felt at that time was the ideal multi-cap fund.
Kaisa, then it would be asking the investor to give us two checks with almost the same portfolio, underlying. And that's not, according to us, was not right. So we were very clear, there were no multi-cap from our side, as long as this is what it is. There are no plans, trust me when I say this, even today of launching a multi-cap, after this definition also.
Okay. But today you're saying that after this definition, that there is truly a difference now between a large-cap fund and a multi-cap fund.
Yeah, they're two different funds now. Two different risk profiles, everything different.
Okay. So that demarcation
completely
has come now.
Yes. You cannot compare the current form of multi-cap as it has been defined to a large-cap fund at all. I mean, the risk profile has just gone to, I think has gone one or two notches above than a large-cap fund.
Okay.
So, you know, is a very, I get this question often, that a focus fund is a multi-cap fund. And a lot of people in the market compare a focus fund to the multi-cap category, which I fundamentally do not agree. And I think that comparison is flawed at a basic level. The focus fund is a 30-stock mandated by definition portfolio. Hence, it has a, is at a far higher risk level than the multi-cap category that is exists as of date. So it is wrong to compare a focus fund with that of with that of the multi-cap category. Yes, by nature it is multi-cap in nature. We run it actually, it's a far broader in its capitalization than our large cap fund. But on the risk parameters, it is at a far higher risk parameter than the multi-cap category. I think the focus fund would tend towards nearer to the PMS portfolios than the diversified multi-cap, diversified equity portfolios that the mutual funds run. So we launched the multi-cap because we believed in the talent of Mr. Gaurav Mishra to run a multi-cap portfolio, to run a 30 stock portfolio. Because if you look at our style prior to Mr. Gaurav Mishra joining us, we were a very diversified fund. So we wanted to give a very differentiated fund to the market, very different to our existing style. Hence the focus fund was launched. And within this period, I think it has done fairly decently. It has been satisfactory.
There's a lot of talk out there in the market that, you know, one of the options that many of these multi-cap funds have now is to convert into a focused fund. But, you know, this is just taking forward to what you were saying earlier, is that focused fund's risk profile is very different. A fund would have so many stocks in their portfolio to now, you know, convert it into a fund of 30 stocks. How feasible would that be in the first place?
Yeah, I do not want to get into whether who will go where, but I would definitely leave behind one simple discussion, and that is a multi-cap or the existing multi-cap investor should never shift to the focus fund in this entire decision. If it were, they're very different in their risk profiles, and please take into cognizance the change in the risk profile that will happen to the investor's portfolio if that change happens.
Okay.
They're two different funds altogether, and they cannot be compared or even talked in the same breath at all.
Okay. So what do you think is the real genesis behind SEBI's move? You've been in the industry for a number of years. You know how the industry works. You know, so many regulatory changes have happened. You've been through so many regulatory changes yourself as the head of MIRE and as a senior official in the fund industry before that. You know, normally, you know, it's a very systematic process that SEBI has adopted in the past 8-9 years or so. You know, there's a mutual fund advisory committee, so there's a lot of discussion, debate happens over there. Now, what we hear is that there was none of this discussion happening at the advisory committee level. It just came from SEBI. So, what do you think is the real genesis that came from, led to from SEBI to about this move? I mean, especially in these COVID times when, you know, there's anyways, a lot of churn, a lot of uncertainty out there.
Yeah, Kaizad, let me make it clear that I am not part of any advisory committee which discussed anything with SEBI on this. And so hence, I am not privy to any discussion that has happened between SEBI and any advisory committee on this part. But if you look at the basic discussion, and one has to always read between the lines to understand the regulator, and sometimes the regulator has come at us and put it very bluntly. And I think what has been coming across very clearly is B2 to label.
Okay.
And when the regulator makes one statement like that, as head of an organization, your ears and eyes should just open up and go back and cut down everything that is an excess in that category or which does not cater to that sort of statement, and make it very, very regulatory compliant is the way I would look at it. The fact is, they have been saying that be true to label, and maybe this could be one of those. I do not have a inkling on that, nor do I think about it.
Okay.
Honestly, Kaiser, if a regulation comes, I just follow it, as simple as that.
But not, you don't think this is micromanagement, as many critics have been pointing it out?
See, everybody has a view. If the regulator does not act, then people say, oh, the regulator is complacent. If the regulator acts, you say this is micromanagement. So, I don't get into that at all.
Okay. Follow the rules and be true.
Yes. Kaiser, please understand one thing. Our business is based on somebody else's money.
Correct.
It is not our money.
Correct.
It is a fiduciary role we play. So, hence, and we are a regulated industry. There's no debate on that. So once the regulation lays down something, We can go and discuss. You can debate. The good part of this regulatory regime is it is open to discussion. It is open to debate. Right? You can go and debate. But once something is written down and laid down, then just follow it. Because it is at the bottom line somebody else's money. And we carry that huge responsibility of somebody trusting us with their hard-earned money with actually no guarantee in return.
Correct.
That's the beauty of our business. Somebody is trusting us, and a trust can only be built by following everything that is within the law. It is a black and white industry. It cannot, there is no scope for any gray anywhere at all because of the underlying being somebody else's money.
Correct. So taking that discussion ahead and wrapping our discussion up, Swarup, what you're saying is that if a fund is not a multi-cap fund as per the SEBI's new definition, then it can very well change its category and fit itself into another category in which the fund can better identify itself with. But if you're calling yourself a multi-cap fund, then you have to be multi-cap at all times, and you have to be truthful.
Yes, and we've been very vocal about it. Hence, we are not agreed with the present multi-cap category, and we had not planned to have a fund in that category also. At this moment also, looking at the definition which has come in, we'll probably wait for everything to settle down and then see what it looks like and then take a call. But if we do form a fund, then it will be as per 25-25-25, which is being laid down. Or if there are any changed outlook that comes from the regulator, we'll just follow that. But if you look at the second circular which came in over the weekend, It did point out that, you're running 80% in large caps. And that's come in writing from the regulator.
So that needs to be taken care of by such fund houses.
There was that lacuna in the system, which probably is what they're hinting at. No, if they put it in writing, then they're not hinting. They're laying it down as it is.
Okay. Thank you so much, Swarup, for your views.
Thank you, Kaiser.
That's all from us, folks. As Swarup said, don't panic. Wait for your fund house's communication and then decide. Keep listening to Simply Save. And if you have any questions to ask or feedback to give, then please write in to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. I repeat, it's mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, log on to moneycontrol.com.